We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now, the Q Morning Show. Good morning. It's Morgan and Bill. So, Morgan, as you know, I am trying to make more of an effort to spend more time and to get more involved with Facebook.
You are?
Yeah. Well, you know this. The boss asked us if we'd spend more time on the Q104 Facebook page, which
yeah.
I am trying to do and interact with listeners. But I'm also spending more time on my personal Facebook.
And the reason,
one of the reasons being is my wife is on Facebook and that's all she's on. She's not on Instagram and nothing else. It's just Facebook, which kind of sucks sometimes because I'll see a video or something on Instagram and I want to send it to her. And then I realize I can't send it to her because she's not on Instagram.
Right.
So it's Facebook. So yesterday she wanted to send me a post that she saw in this Facebook group. And it's called All Things Food in Cleveland, Ohio. That is the name of the group. It's a private group. They have 30,000 members.
Wow.
And so she tried to send me this post.
Uh-huh.
And I couldn't read the post. And I realized it's because I am not a member of this group
right.
on Facebook. It's a private group.
Right.
So I applied to be a member of this group. Why not? I live in Cleveland. I love food.
Yeah.
I love going out to eat in Northeast Ohio. My wife is sending me posts from this page. Why would I not want to be involved in this page?
They denied you?
They denied me membership into
why?
This group. I have no idea. They have no explanation for why.
What did it say? Anything?
It just said, you have been declined to join this group. The All Things Food in Cleveland, Ohio group.
Maybe it was an accident.
Why would it be an accident?
Maybe you should try again.
Why would I try again?
One more time.
I can't take this kind of rejection.
Because what if it was just an accidental, like, finger slip? And instead of hitting the confirm, they accidentally hit the deny. Because like you said, there's no reason for your wife to be accepted into the group and not you.
But what if they looked at my profile and they're like, oh, that's Bill from the Q Morning Show?
Why would that be a negative?
I don't want this guy in our group.
You would think that that would be a positive thing.
Well, first of all, it might be someone that runs the page that listens to the show or... in actuality, doesn't listen to the show anymore because they don't like me. They're like,
that's
I don't...
not a reason to deny you from a Facebook page.
Sure, it is. If
no,
you don't want,
it's not.
Someone who's running this page might be thinking, "Oh, Bill, he's from the radio, the Q Morning Show. He's just going to come on here and promote his show, or he's going to try to be funny all the time and talk about all the places he goes out to
I
eat."
I think you're spiraling.
How do you know I'm spiraling?
Have you heard yourself? Have you heard the words coming out of your mouth?
So you think I need to reapply for membership in the All Things Food in Cleveland, Ohio Facebook group?
Yeah, I think you should give it one more try. And if they deny you, then I will allow you to spiral. And you can think whatever you want.
I don't know if I can take this kind of rejection to be denied twice from this Facebook group. This is not why I wanted to be on Facebook.
Because there's no reason that you should be denied. Does it have... I need to look up this Facebook page. Does it have, like, parameters that you have to meet to be accepted?
Oh, no. I bet they'll let you in right away.
Remind me what it's called?
All Things Food in Cleveland, Ohio.
In Cleveland...
You try to join.
Okay, I will.
Bet they let you in.
I'm going to try to join it.
They're like, Morgan, yes. Bill, no.
I'm going to try to join it right now. Join group. There we go. We'll see what happens. Okay. Oh, Bill.
What?
Did you fill out any of the answer questions?
Yes, I filled them out.
What's the number one rule for the group?
Don't be a bleep.
Is that really it?
Yes.
Is that really it?
Yes, that's really it.
How do you know?
Because I read it. I spent time on it, and I read it, and I answered their questions truthfully.
See, I didn't know, so I gotta look for those answers, and then we'll see what happens.
Okay, you do that, but I'm betting they just don't want me there. Facebook is like high school all over again.
We'll see.
Q104.
Something I'm made for.
Billie Eilish. It's Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now Morgan and Bill, the Q Morning Show. So yesterday morning, right as soon as we started the show yesterday morning, Morgan said, I am on a mission. I am going to stay off of social media all day today because I don't want any Bachelor spoilers, because the Bachelor finale was 2 nights ago, right?
Yes.
And they crowned a new Bachelor. Is that what they do? They crown a Bachelor? I don't know what they do.
No, there was a final rose. So somebody maybe or maybe did not get engaged, and then they crowned a new Bachelorette. We found out who our new Bachelorette was.
Okay. Well, first question, did you make it the entire day? Did you make it to your living room safely without having any spoilers yesterday?
Well, I said I needed to stay off social media, so I was trying to stay off Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok, because I knew that is where the spoilers would come from. And, you know, I told you the thing I was worried about wasn't necessarily my willpower. It was my muscle memory. Because if I'm sitting here during commercials and I just type in Instagram, I just do it. You know, I don't even think about it. I just do it. So I did do that a couple times during the show yesterday, but I quickly realized it and exited out before I was able to see anything. So as far as being spoiled from Instagram, Twitter, or TikTok, I succeeded in that goal. However,
I didn't say anything.
No, but we get done with the show at 10 a.m., right?
Yes.
At 9:50, I'm checking our prep service just to see if there's any other interesting stories that I wanted to talk about early in the show today, right? Because that's typically part of my prep process. So I go to one of the little tabs that we have in our prep service, and it says, Joey and blank want to have a long engagement, was the headline.
Joey and blank.
I'm not telling you who he chose.
Oh, you're not?
No. I'm not spoiling it for anybody else.
Oh, okay. Because I have actually
No, her name's not blank.
Oh. Well, I'm confused. So this is public knowledge, but you don't want to share it with anybody else right now.
Well, I don't like being spoiled.
Okay.
So I feel like if somebody else out there is listening and they have yet to watch the show, I'm certainly not going to be the one to spoil them after I was spoiled yesterday at 9:50. The show ends at 10 o'clock. I was so close.
Okay, we don't have to talk about it. I actually don't need to know. I was more curious about you than I was about the new Bachelor and whoever he chose.
Okay.
Anyway, I mean, I have audio from the new Bachelor and his new love, but, I mean, we don't need to play that because that would reveal who it is, I would assume.
Yeah, you don't care to know about the Bachelor and his new fiance.
But when you got home last night, did it ruin your enjoyment of watching it because you already know who you already knew in advance who he was going to pick?
Oh, no, it was good.
Oh, it was still juicy.
It was
good.
Juicy. And if you've been on the Bachelor train for a long time, you know that the past couple seasons have been kind of rough. Like, it hasn't been the same ever since everybody went on there to try to become an influencer. It's just not the same. Like, honestly, caliber of love stories, in my personal opinion, last night, or that finale, was good. Oh, my gosh. It was the best in a long time. People are saying that Joey is the best Bachelor they've ever had. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I'd go that far, but I think top three for sure.
Well, it's good. I'm glad you enjoyed it anyway.
I did.
And had an enjoyable evening watching, even though you knew who he was going to pick.
I know.
You still had some enjoyable television to watch.
I know. It's okay.
All right. Coming up this morning, there is a movie franchise that it looks like it's going to be rebooted. We'll get into that. Morgan breaks bad news this morning to someone who listens to this show. That's right around 7:20. It's the Q Morning Show, Q104.
It's real life, real Cleveland.
This is the Q Morning Show on Q104.
That makes it all feel complicated, yeah. It all seems complicated. I read those texts that you sent to yours, but I'll never say it, yeah.
Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now, the Q Morning Show. It's Morgan and Bill. Good morning. I am forced to ask, what is going on in this studio?
I'm glad you said something, because I also have something to say about the studio.
I can't not say anything, and I realize that this is very inside. We are letting you behind the curtain here, but I'm thinking about it every second now. And so here's what we've noticed in the past week. We used to have very bright lights in this studio. Very bright, right above us, on the ceiling. Because if you've ever seen our videos that we sometimes post on Instagram at the Q Morning Show, I thought they were super bright where when the camera is on me, there's almost a glare off my forehead.
Yeah. You are sitting under bright lights. Yeah. I have always kind of sat in the dark in the studio because I have no lights above my head whatsoever. I have my own little light lamp, light therapy lamp that I have over here. But it's gotten crazy in here the past week.
So here's what they did earlier in the week. And I have no idea why they did it because I didn't say anything.
I
didn't go to anybody and complain about anything or say this needs to be changed. But we still had the bright lights in here earlier in the week. And then they put these, what were they? Like some sort of,
it's like a covering.
Yeah. A covering in the light fixture, which dimmed all the lights in the room.
And it made it more orange.
Yes. It almost felt like I was working in radio on a night shift or an overnight shift.
Yeah.
Because the room was very dark. I didn't mind that as much.
Yeah, same.
But here's what they've done in the past 2 days. They changed out all the light bulbs now. So they took out the bright lights completely, removed all of the coverings, and they put in bright lights, but they're not as bright as the ones that were here.
No.
And so we have the lights cranked up all the way, and it's still kind of dim in here.
I'm
right
sitting
now.
In the dark. I am sitting in a dungeon over here on this side.
Now, here is what has forced me to say something this morning, because it's driving me nuts right now. But they've dimmed all of the computer monitors.
What the heck?
All of my monitors over here are now dim. So now I have dim lights above me, and I have dim computer monitor.
And you can't see.
I can't see anything.
Yeah.
The main computer monitor that is directly in front of me, I can't see it.
Really?
I feel like I am sitting in a restaurant right now, and
I can't read the menu.
I need to whip out my cell phone and use my flashlight on my iPhone just so I can see
that
what
is so weird. And why didn't they say anything to us about doing all this? And why are they doing this?
It's not unusual that changes are made without us being notified in advance, because you can't. I mean, nobody has any obligation to notify us every step of what they're doing throughout their day.
Yeah.
That's not their job.
I want you to look over here. I just turned my light therapy lamp. Can you even see me right now?
I can't even. Hold on. I'm going to take a picture of this.
And let me just say, I'm extremely worried about the person that's going to be sitting in this seat when I leave, because this is bad for someone's mental health to sit in this dark dungeon for 4 hours every single day. If I don't leave my light therapy lamp here for the replacement, they are not going to last.
I hope your replacement has good eyesight.
Because what is this? I mean, I am in the dark. Can you even see me over here?
No, I took a picture of it.
And it's crazy.
I'll post it on Instagram. I don't know if this picture is doing it justice.
I mean, to take a selfie, too, because it's so dark over here. It's so crazy.
It's not dark that my camera flash didn't go off, but it's still dark.
It's so dark. And you're right. The picture doesn't do it justice because you can still see the lights over your head. But wow, not great.
But for me this morning, it's the computer monitors. Why are they so dim? And I've tried everything to turn up the brightness.
We asked for a window for window light, and we got a dungeon. That's what they said. They said, you want window light? We're making everything 10 shades darker in here so that you can't see anything.
Oh, my God. I just wish I knew why it was all happening. Like, it's somebody else must be complaining that it's too bright in here or something.
You sent an email?
I didn't do anything.
No, I mean, like, asking about the computers.
I'm going to have to now This is way too dim. I think the next song that we're about to play is the song from Knox.
Oh, gosh.
I'm not 100% sure. Let's find out. This is not the 1975.
Maybe.
It's Q104. Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now. The Q Morning Show. So good to have you here. We are Morgan and Bill. So what movie franchise is rumored to be rebooted?
Pirates of the Caribbean.
Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yeah.
This is going to surprise you. No, it's not going to surprise you.
You don't care.
I've never seen one Pirates movie.
What?
I don't like movies with pirates.
This is why I'm leaving the show. If you were to watch The Lion King and Pirates of the Caribbean, I might consider staying.
I don't know what it is. What is my deal with pirates? Why don't I like pirate movies? I don't like their language. I don't like the fact that they don't shower. I don't know what it is.
It seems that you don't like Disney movies in general.
That's a Disney movie?
Pirates, yeah.
But it's not an animated movie.
No, but no. It's still...
Well, I have a bad history of watching animated movies.
Mm-hmm.
But this is not an animated movie. This is live action, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is why I don't understand why does it need to be rebooted? Because I do understand, like, the animated movies that get the live action remake. That's cool, right? But it's just as unnecessary. And I feel like we don't really get new stuff anymore. We just get reboots. And is it because things were better back then? Yes. Like, probably yes. But there are 5, 6, I don't know, maybe even 7 Pirates of the Caribbean movies. Are they going to reboot all 5 of them?
Well, they've been saying that for years, that Hollywood has run out of really good original ideas. And so it's easier to just go back and reboot a movie.
Yeah.
I don't necessarily have a problem with it if it's done correctly. Like, I think there's examples where it is done correctly and there's examples where it's handled poorly.
I can't remember one reboot that I've loved.
Okay, Spider-Man, for me, is one that I think has worked because we had the Tobey Maguire Spider-Mans. Mm-hmm. Then we had Andrew Garfield. I had no idea why they rebooted it with Andrew Garfield. But then they came out with the Tom Holland Spider-Mans, and I like those more than any other Spider-Mans.
And they're all the same, though? Same storyline?
That's where I think that I have a problem with reboots, is when they try to retell the same story.
Yeah.
I don't like that. Like Superman, they rebooted Superman, what, like 10, 15 years ago? And that they just tried to retell the same story and just have new characters. And
right. What's the point in
it
that?
It didn't work.
What's the point in
and
that?
I think they're trying to reboot Superman again. And Batman. They keep coming up with more Batman.
Come up with a new idea, Hollywood. We're bored.
But, I mean, it works. Like sequels, like Top Gun. Like that was a reboot, but it was also like it was a sequel.
Yes.
And they were true to the original movie and they tried to build on it.
Right. But I mean, they've already done a sequel to Pirates of the Caribbean. They've done multiple Pirates movies. So I don't know. We don't know like too many of the details, just that a producer said that they were doing it and that it's going to start soon. They said they're doing it because, you know, with reboots, you don't have to wait around for a particular actor because you can just cast whoever you want.
Right.
But we don't need it. We don't need it.
Yeah. Like I said, I've never even seen like Johnny Depp's in all those, right?
Yes.
Yeah. I haven't seen any
of those. The last movie in the Pirates franchise came out in 2017. That wasn't that long ago. I feel like it's even different if it was like 15 years ago and now they're going to bring it back.
Right.
2017.
I don't know. Maybe we get into that like sometime. Like what should be rebooted? Like what would you want to see rebooted?
We only have 3 days to get into it. So.
And then what would you not want to see rebooted? Because I don't know if it was you or maybe my wife or somebody telling me that they were talking about rebooting Harry Potter.
Yeah.
The Harry Potter movies.
Yeah.
And it's like, to me, it's like you don't touch those.
Yeah, don't do it.
Do not touch those movies. It's way too soon. But they do want to hit a new audience, so maybe that's what they're thinking.
I'm over it.
All right. Morgan breaks bad news.
Over that, too.
Now, Morgan has already given us bad news weeks ago when she told us that she's leaving the show. And her last day is Friday.
Yes.
But before she goes, we have to do one last installment.
Of course.
Morgan breaks bad news.
Of course we do.
Because Shelby has come to us. She has bad news to break to somebody. Morgan's going to do it on this show next.
We'll be back faster than the cars drive on 77. Q104. With or without you.
Q104. 90s, 2000s, and now. Morgan and Bill, the Q Morning Show.
No!
For the final time on this show, Morgan breaks bad news.
Why? I feel like I'm getting hazed for leaving.
Hazed on the way out?
Yes. It's like the opposite effect of what a hazing is supposed to be.
Yeah, usually we're supposed to haze you on the way in, but I mean, I can't pass up the opportunity.
Yeah, and I learned about some other things we're going to be doing this week, so I definitely feel like I'm getting hazed on my way out.
Well, you're the one with the bad news a few weeks ago
right. That
you broke to us to say that you're leaving the show. And I've accepted it, but now it's like, this is the last time to do Morgan Breaks Bad News. When Shelby reached out to us and explained her dilemma, I thought this is perfect for Morgan Breaks Bad News.
Okay.
So let's bring in Shelby right now. Shelby, good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, so Shelby has bad news to break to who?
My lovely fiance, Bryce.
Okay, so Bryce. All right, so obviously Shelby knows the bad news. I know the bad news that needs to be broken to Bryce. Morgan, however, does not know the bad news.
I do not.
It is sealed in this envelope right here.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how bad is it? How upset is he going to be?
I'd say like a 6 or a 7. That's my guess.
Okay, that's pretty up there. Does Bryce listen to the show? Is he familiar with us? Is he going to be?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so he may be excited when we call, which is really the whole point of this segment. Because bad news should be shared in a group setting where you're surrounded by people that love you and support you.
It softens the blow.
It really does. Shelby, I think it's okay for you to reveal this one particular detail about the bad news. Go ahead and reveal that, because you're not telling us the bad news, but I think it adds context that's going to make this more exciting.
Okay, yeah. What I will say is that we're supposed to leave for vacation on Saturday with my parents. He does know that, but there is one detail he doesn't know.
Okay.
And I'm going to tell him the detail, I'm assuming?
Yes, that detail is in this envelope,
okay,
Morgan.
And you guys are vacationing with your parents?
Yeah, they rented a house on Hilton Head in South Carolina.
Nice.
Next week. My younger brother is a senior in high school, so it's kind of like a last hurrah family vacation type thing on spring break. And they were nice enough to invite Bryce along as well.
Sounds fun.
Yeah, this seems like a happy occasion. What could possibly go wrong?
We'll find out next, Morgan.
Okay.
Morgan breaks bad news one last time on this show.
Very funny.
Next on the Q Morning Show, it's Q104.
Photogenic shoot.
Q104, it's the Q Morning Show, Morgan and Bill. If you are just tuning in right now, you haven't missed the good part yet. It's Morgan breaks bad news. Here's what we know. Shelby is on the line. Shelby is engaged to Bryce. Shelby and Bryce are leaving on Saturday.
To go to Hilton Head.
Yeah, with the family.
Which is nice.
With Shelby's family, with Shelby's mom and dad.
Right.
And your brother too, right, Shelby?
Yeah, my brother.
And they invited Bryce, Shelby's fiance, along on this trip. So he knows that. That's good news.
Right.
There's something that he does not know, and we're about to tell him right now on the Q Morning Show. Morgan breaks bad news. So, Shelby, you be quiet until we reveal that you're on the phone, okay?
Okay.
All right. So let's bring in Bryce. So we've already called Bryce. He is on hold. He knows that it's us. He has no idea of anything else that's going on. Let's bring him in. Bryce.
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
Good morning.
Thank you for your time again. I know this is kind of bizarre. We just call you out of the blue, say it's Morgan and Bill, and we need to talk to you. So we appreciate you hanging on.
Sure, anytime.
Okay.
I don't know the reason why, but sure.
All right, Bryce. You're on the segment, Morgan Breaks Bad News.
Oh.
Same. That's exactly what I thought, too. I hate this bit.
Someone else is on the line, Bryce, and that is your fiance, Shelby. Shelby, say hi to Bryce.
Hey, baby.
Oh, hey. Oof. So, yeah. So, what's up? How's it going?
Okay. So, obviously, Bryce, there is bad news that needs to be broken to you.
Right.
Shelby knows what it is because she reached out to us. I know what it is. Morgan has no idea what it is. You have no idea what it is. But it's in this envelope right here, which I am passing over to Morgan right now.
Ooh, okay.
Just like a Band-Aid. She's going to rip open the envelope and tell you the bad news. And we're going to hear your reaction.
Are you ready?
Yeah. All right. Here goes.
Okay. It says, hey, Bryce, so you know how we're leaving for Hilton Head on Saturday with my parents? Well, just like you, I thought we were flying to South Carolina. That's not the case. We are driving, and my dad wants to leave at 4 a.m. on Saturday.
Oof.
I love that. That has been every response from Bryce today. Oof.
Wait, we're driving?
Yeah, I was surprised too. I had no
Why
idea.
Why are we driving?
Yeah, when, my dad mentioned it, he was like, what, you thought I was paying for airfare for five people and the house? And yeah, it doesn't make any sense to drive, but we're driving.
When did you find this out?
Well, I found out a few weeks ago, maybe 3 weeks ago, and I thought it would be fun or interesting to try to tell you on the radio.
Fun, yeah, fun.
I agree.
Fun or interesting.
I need to know more here. Like, what car are we taking?
Probably my dad's Cherokee.
And what kind of drive is that?
Oh, I looked it up, too.
You did?
Yeah.
It's got to be over 10 hours, right?
Yeah. I Google Mapsed it. It seems about, like, 11 hours. And he doesn't want to stop. Maybe, like, a drive-thru for lunch or something.
Well, that's a good thing. He doesn't want to stop.
Oh, gosh.
So it's 11, hopefully 11, no more than 12 hours.
Without stopping. So I have to be in a car, you're saying, for 11 hours, driving with your parents. And your brother?
Wow, who's getting the middle seat? Who's getting the middle seat? That's what I want to know.
I'll sit in the middle seat. But, babe, I'm so sorry. Like, yeah, my dad doesn't really want to stop. He wants to be there by dinner on Saturday night. Like, he made reservations.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, so why can't we fly down and they drive?
I looked at airfare, and everything was so expensive.
Yeah, that's got to be crazy right now.
A couple days before.
You're leaving in 3 days.
Honestly, I would pay whatever it costs. Whatever it costs, it's worth it.
You're leaving at 4 a.m. on Saturday.
It's worth the peace of mind. Listen, some things in life are priceless, and that would be one of them.
Yeah.
Have a great vacation, you guys.
Thanks.
We'll try to get there.
Yeah. Send pictures. Send pictures.
What an incredible Morgan Breaks Bad News.
Yay, my last one. Woohoo!
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now. The Q Morning Show. It's Morgan and Bill. Did you see what happened on The View yesterday?
I did not, but I heard you listening to it earlier, and I was intrigued.
So during the... They tape that show, right? They tape it. They don't do it live.
I don't know.
I don't know either. I think they tape it. But they didn't remove it from the taping. But while they were taping The View, someone in the audience pulled out their cell phone and was recording The View while The View was happening. Mm-hmm. And Whoopi Goldberg did not like that and addressed the studio member and said, hey, put your phone down.
Hold on. Sir.
What's that?
I have to stop you with the camera because I can see you. So do me a favor. Don't pull it out again. I'd appreciate that. Thank you.
Okay.
Okay.
I mean, you must have to be a really big fan of The View to get tickets to The View and to be sitting in the audience of The View and then want to record The View on your own.
Right. As if you're not going to watch it playback on TV.
Yeah, you could just DVR it. I'm sure it's on demand on Hulu somewhere, but
I just wanted some BTS.
In that moment, you felt the need to record The View. I mean,
and surely that's a rule. Like, I know I've had friends go to the Jimmy Fallon show, and mm-hmm. That's rule number one: you cannot have your phone out. So
right, because they don't want footage of that night's show to be released before the show airs at 11:30 at night.
Right.
So that makes sense. And maybe that's what the guy was doing, was because I'll do that. I'll just roll like 10 seconds on Insta stories or something like that and post it. The thing is the bottom line is, if you're going to get tickets to The View and you want to watch The View or whatever you're doing, try to enjoy the moment. Be present in the moment.
Yeah.
You don't always need to take your phone out.
In fact, you might enjoy life better when you don't.
You might. I sometimes do. There's no need to, there is a need to take your phone out because you need to call us.
Yeah.
Coming up next for Battle of the Burbs, we're going to play next for Fan Expo tickets.
Cleveland is waking up with the Q Morning Show on Q104. In Northeast Ohio, we proudly rep our suburbs, but there can be only one winner in the land. Battle of the Burbs on the Q Morning Show.
It's brought to you by Self.Inc. Let's meet our players today. Amy in Brook Park. Amy, good morning.
Good morning.
You're going to be taking on Paul and Elyria.
Good
luck,
morning.
Guys. Good luck.
All right, Amy, Paul, your name is your buzzer. Best of 5 question trivia challenge. Here we go with question number 1. Simone Biles is an Olympic athlete in what sport?
Amy.
I heard Amy just by a hair.
Gymnastics
is correct. Question number 2. Where does Winnie the Pooh live?
Paul?
Oh, man. Thousand Acre Wood.
Ooh, not Thousand. Amy, do you have a guess?
Hundred Acre Wood.
The Hundred Acre Wood is correct. Amy leads 2-0. Amy, you could win with this one. Paul, you got to get on the board here. Question number 3. Which astrological sign is a lion?
Leo.
Oh.
Amy.
Ooh, Paul.
Leo.
Amy, you said the answer instead of your name.
Sorry, that's my daughter's sign.
Amy still leads 2-1. Question number 4. What's the capital of the United States?
Paul?
Amy.
Washington, D.C.
That's right. We're tied 2-2. It all comes down to this. Question number 5. Guinness beer was first brewed in which country?
Paul
for the win.
Ireland.
Ireland's right. You did it, Paul. All I do is win, 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 no matter
what. Got money on my mind. I can never get it. What a comeback.
Comeback city.
Yep.
Down 2-0. He comes back and wins the whole thing. Way to go, Paul. Thanks for having us on. The Q Morning Show. It's Q104. Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now. The Q Morning Show. So good to have you here. It's Morgan and Bill. I stumbled upon this list. If you want to be liked, don't use these words or phrases. I thought we could run through these.
Let's hear them.
Number one on the list, you're just too sensitive. Which I get.
Yeah, I get that.
Like if you say something to somebody and it hurts them and you know that it hurts them, the next thing you should not do is tell them that you're too sensitive.
Right. You should say you're sorry.
You should say you're sorry. A lot of these are for personal relationships, and some of these are at work too. So if you want to be liked at work, there's some of these on the list. This next one, can I borrow you for a second?
Why is that bad?
I don't know. I feel like I've said that before.
Yeah. Like I feel like it's just you know you're going to be taken away for a moment. It's going to be maybe a distraction if you're in the workplace, but it's not always bad. So I disagree with that one.
I feel like I do it to Stevie, who works on our show, and she does some digital stuff for us.
Yeah, should we ask her if she likes you?
I feel like I sometimes say, hey, can we borrow you for a second? Maybe I don't use those words. I'll say, hey, when you, I think I use those words. I do?
I think sometimes you do, yeah.
I feel like I say, hey, when you have a second, can you stop in here?
That too.
But I don't know if that's the same thing or not. If you want to be like, don't use these words or phrases, just saying the word whatever. My kids have a version of this now. They don't say whatever, but they just say, if I make a statement, they'll just be like, okay. It's their version of whatever.
Yeah.
It's all right.
Does that bother you?
Yeah, it does. It really does. I don't like that at all. If you really cared, you would blank and go on with what you're saying. If you really cared. Is that a version of gaslighting?
Well, I don't understand. I need an example.
If you really cared, you wouldn't be quitting the show on Friday.
I mean, can you come up with a different example? That's a weird one.
I guess not. Let's move on. Circle back. If you're going through emails and someone says, let's circle back.
That doesn't bother me either.
If someone like, so it's basically a follow-up email to the email that you already received.
Like, let's circle back. We'll talk about it in a couple of days. What's wrong with that?
I don't know. You seem to have no problem with this
list. I really don't. This list is bogus.
All right. Let's move on then.
No, do another one. I want to see if any of them come true.
Okay. By saying, again, these are, if you want to be like, don't use these words or phrases. If you say you never or you always. So it's kind of like you're generalizing.
Yeah.
Like say, you never help me or You never do this. You never unload the dishwasher.
Or you always do whatever. I agree with that one.
Okay.
There we go.
Finally, we find one. Let's see. Anybody who says the phrase, just a friendly reminder.
Yeah, that's annoying too. It's passive aggressive.
For me, that goes into the circling back category. It's just a friendly reminder.
No, I feel like circling back doesn't mean anything bad. It just means like, let's talk about this at another time, where just a friendly reminder is more passive aggressive because it's like, I already told you this, but I'm going to tell you this again.
Right. Because it assumes that I'm going to forget. When I get the friendly reminder emails, it's like, well, wait a minute. I didn't forget the original deadline.
Right.
So why are you giving me a friendly reminder? Like,
right.
I didn't forget anything. I don't need the friendly reminder.
We don't need the friendly reminder.
Let's see. Think outside the box.
Yeah.
It's kind of like one of those workplace slang phrases that I don't think people like to hear.
It's fine.
I mean, a good idea is a good idea, whether you think outside of the box or not.
Right.
It's a good idea. Last on this list, if you want to be like, don't use these words or phrases. I hear this in the workplace. I haven't heard it here, but I have in prior workplace environments. We're a family.
No, we're not. No, we're not. I do hate that, too.
I used to work at a radio station. This was the station in Florida. And that was their selling point.
Is right.
We're different from the other radio companies.
Were they?
We're a family. Well, they were up to a point. So they would, like on Thanksgiving, we would have this huge Thanksgiving potluck dinner.
Uh-huh.
And everybody had to go because they would say over and over, we're a family. We do it differently here. We're a family. And then they fired me. And
I was going to say, if they will fire you, they are not your family.
Yeah, they let me go in like May of 2009. I'm like, wait a minute. I thought we were a family.
Yeah, period.
You're kicking me out of the house?
You're not family with your job.
You're kicking me out? We're a family.
You can be friends, but not family.
And I never heard from them again. The prodigal son.
Right.
Easter is coming up on Sunday.
Yes.
And we're going to get into this because I think that this has been a conversation in my house this week.
It's just becoming too extra.
Yeah, Paul and I are talking about what are we going to be doing on Easter. And when you say extra, I think it's mom saying what?
That it's like Christmas part two.
Okay. We want to find out, we want to talk about what's going on in your house on Easter Sunday. That's next on the Q Morning Show.
Q104.
This time.
Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now. The Q Morning Show, Morgan and Bill. Here's one way that Easter is not like Christmas. There's no Easter songs.
True.
I was thinking, like, how do I start off this segment? Can I find an Easter song in here? Is there a song about a bunny? It's like, there's really not.
Not really. There's a gap in the market.
There's nothing here. But we're getting into this because I think Morgan found an article where moms, parents are venting that Easter has now become Christmas part two.
Yeah. Just excessive, over the top with the gifts.
This has been a conversation in my house this past week, and I feel like my wife and I are having this conversation every year now, and she usually is the one to kick it off. She's like, what are we doing on Easter? And I'm like, I don't know. What did we do last year? She's like, do I get baskets for the boys?
Yeah.
I don't know. Do you want to? What did we do last year? I always ask the same thing. What did we do last year? I don't remember. Because Easter for our family is different than what Easter was when I was growing up, because I grew up in a Catholic house and Easter was all about religion.
Yeah.
Easter, I believe, is the holiest day of the year, at least in the Catholic Church. And so, you know, my parents would dress me up in some blue leisure suit, after we would look for eggs and we go to church every Sunday. We don't do that in our family. So what is Easter? I mean, we don't want to give them candy.
That's the go-to, right? Like the Easter basket full of candy from the Easter bunny. But now it's become like, I mean, I've seen social media videos of the Stanley water bottles and the Sol de Janeiro lotions and Lululemon and all of these really expensive gifts in an Easter basket.
On Easter?
Yeah.
A Stanley cup?
I mean, they're literally saying Christmas 2.0. So I was reading the comments in some of these videos, and one person said, I only go overboard for my kids because I never got anything as a kid. So I don't know. I think it just depends on what house you're in.
Why would you get something as a kid?
Well, you never got an Easter basket?
Well, yeah, but Easter never really took off in my house. My kids never were really into the Easter bunny. They didn't really care about looking for eggs.
Yeah.
And so I could see where some of these parents are venting about how Easter is getting expensive because they're buying all these expensive items because we didn't want to just give our kids candy for no reason. They're not even into it. And it's like, well, now we're just giving them expensive toys for Christmas. And again,
I loved Easter baskets as a kid.
But why are we doing it? If they're not into it, why are we doing it?
I think your boys are an outlier.
Really?
I think a lot of kids are into Easter baskets and egg hunts and candy and chocolate. And especially if they're getting Stanley cups and Lululemon.
Well, what about your nieces?
Oh, like, they love it.
What are your parents doing? What is your sister doing?
I don't know the specifics. I haven't asked her, but I do know that they get a big Easter basket every year. I would say the majority of it is like, you know, the big chocolate bunnies and whatever, and maybe some little things like, you know, little play makeup or play sunglasses, but it does kind of feel like a Christmas 2.0.
Okay. 216-474-0104. Does Easter feel like Christmas part two? For you, is that a problem in your house?
Like, what are you doing for your kids and for Easter, and how much money are you spending on it?
Let's get into it. 216-474-0104. The Q Morning Show. It's Q104. Q104, the Q Morning Show, Morgan and Bill. We're talking about your Easter tradition. Because I don't really have one in my house. I have no idea what we're doing on Easter. Paula has the day off. And we're talking about it. We don't know how to celebrate. The kids don't really care about the Easter bunny or looking for eggs.
I'm so shocked that your kids don't like Easter baskets. What kid doesn't like a basket full of candy?
Well, it's not that they wouldn't enjoy that. It's just that we don't see the point of giving it to them.
Yeah.
Like, why are we giving you a basket full of candy when you're not even into Easter? Let's go to Tara in Akron. Tara, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. What are your thoughts on Easter? Is it really like Christmas part two in your house, or what is it like?
In my house, absolutely not. I have a small child. She gets bubbles and swimsuits and soccer clothes. You know, whatever fits in her basket is what she gets. I do have a friend that it was Easter 2.0 for her kids when they were little, and I think it's weird. Like, why? Why?
Yeah, why are you spending $300 on an Easter basket?
Yes. We get her through the spring, the chalk, the bubbles.
Yeah,
you
little
know,
stuff.
Yes, new sandals, but whatever fits in her basic, her simple size Easter basket is what she gets.
All right. Thank you, Tara. So the smaller gifts is what Tara goes with.
Yeah. And I think that's most common.
And I think that's what Paula has done in the past. But I think what Paula's been asking me is, again, these two kids don't care. So we're just wasting money getting them small gifts because they're just not into it. Let's see. Alicia's in Massillon. Alicia, good morning. Oh, sorry about that, Alicia. Go ahead.
Good morning.
Good morning. What do you do? What's your Easter tradition at your house?
I just give my daughter an outfit and a stuffed animal because that's what she likes.
Now, do you put it all in the Easter basket?
Yes.
So no Christmas 2.0. You think it's a bit overdone?
Yes.
All right. Thank you, Alicia. Appreciate you calling this morning. Melody is in Barberton. Melody, good morning.
Good morning.
Tell us what happens on Easter Sunday at your house.
Okay, so don't judge me, but I have three adult boys.
Okay, and they all live at the house?
No, they all live on their own.
Okay.
They are 22, 25, and about to be 27, and I every year do huge Easter baskets.
Really?
And
They love it?
They are way into it. I do, like, large boxes of cereal, chips. And then I also do tons of cleaning supplies for their house. And they love it. I give them crazy socks. And then we do an Easter egg hunt, too. But it's not Easter eggs. It's mini liquor bottles.
Well, maybe I'll start that tradition this year.
But I want to know, how much money does that cost you total?
I do spend a lot. I'm not going to lie.
Really?
Not as much as Christmas, but I'd say I spend on the Easter baskets alone probably $200.
Each?
And then, no.
Okay.
For all three of them.
Okay. See, that's not terrible.
All right.
Yeah.
So Melody's really into Easter.
Yeah.
So into it.
I love that.
But your kids are into it, too. I don't know. Paula has the same suggestion, too. Every time we have a day off and we have nothing to do, she's like, we should go to the Metro Parks. It's her go-to suggestion every single time. And my kids, their reaction to that is the same every time.
So don't do it.
Yeah, because there's no screen time in the woods, right? There's no Fortnite in the woods. There's no Roblox in the woods. And so they don't want to go. Easter brunch, that's a popular thing, isn't
it? Yeah, you got to have some Easter tradition.
Yeah, I would love like an Easter brunch somewhere. I know that those fill up.
Yeah.
But maybe just like a casual diner somewhere might not be as popular
or
as Easter brunch.
Or make Easter brunch at your home with your kids.
See, I do that all the time, though.
Why are you being a downer? I'm trying to help you.
Well, I'm not being a downer. I want to leave the house is what I'm saying.
Make bunny pancakes and call it a day.
It's Q104, the Q Morning Show. Happy Easter. The number one song on the Billboard Hot 100 this week. That's Teddy Swims, Lose Control. It's the Q Morning Show, Q104, Morgan and Bill. My wife bought off of Amazon eclipse glasses. Because what are we? We're like a week and a half away from the total solar eclipse.
Yes.
Coming up on April 8th. And she bought them off of Amazon. And I'm like, are you sure that they're real? Like, because I think there's fake eclipse glasses being sold out there. It's like, how can you verify it if they're real? She's like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I just bought them. They were only a couple of bucks. I think we got to check, though, to see if they're real, because the American Astronomical Society is warning people about fake viewing glasses. This is how they say that you can make sure that yours are real. They say wear them inside once you get them and make sure you can't see anything except very bright lights. Because if you don't have these glasses, if you don't have the correct glasses, on April 8th, if you're looking at the sun, that could be very, very dangerous. So I will be testing out those glasses.
Okay, I have this might be a dumb question.
There are no dumb questions.
If it's a total eclipse, right, and it's going to be dark outside.
Yes.
Why can't you look at it? It's not like you're looking directly into the sun if it's going to be dark. Now, I get it when it's like not the total eclipse, right? Mm-hmm. When it's like coming over the sun because you can't look directly at the sun. But once it's there and once it's dark, why can't you look at it?
I can't answer that question.
So it's not as stupid as I thought it was going to be?
I will take a guess and say because you're still staring at ultraviolet light. But that is my best guess. I can't say that for sure. See, these are questions I plan on after you're gone, Morgan.
having somebody on?
Yeah, I'm going to have somebody on to I'm going to write that down.
Write it down.
And ask that question to an astronomer, whoever I have on the day of the total eclipse.
Okay, well, let me know what time that segment is going to air because I'll tune in from the comfort of my own home.
I'm sure you will. Or you'll listen to the podcast.
Yes.
Real life, real Cleveland. It's the Q Morning Show.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.